Unscripted.
Unshackled.
Uncouth.
What you're about to hear is for mature ears only.
It's Miguel Fuller.
I would show anything. I'd show my hee-hee and my hoo-hoo and my ha-ha.
Holly O'Connor.
Hey, Daddy, you want to take this to the bedroom?
And Scotty the Body.
I am officially not only the grill daddy, but I'm a hot grill daddy.
Oh, wow.
It's the Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast.
Only from Hot 101.5, Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Hello and welcome to the Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast. We have to say that we apologize for not having the video of the last edition of Miguel and Holly Uncensored.
It's my fault. That's okay. I'm sorry.
So, long story short, the audio that you hear on the video comes from Holly's laptop, and there's a little cord she has to plug in.
Well, and the thing is, I don't. That's why it happened, because it's always already in.
Yeah. Right.
And that particular day, I had taken it out and plugged my headphones in there to do some work silently. And then when we started the podcast, I had to take my headphones out and plug them back in here, and then I never plugged the thingy back in.
And to show you how highbrow we are, I edit the videos very rudimentarily.
Rudimentarily?
Rudimentarily?
Yes.
I didn't even know this word.
I put them together, and I am not a video editor, not like I used to be.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to, like, match up the audio to the video, but I couldn't get it exactly, so it was, like, half a second off, and it just looked like a bad dub from, like, another country.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? It's fine. I worked on it, and I just don't have those skills anymore like I used to.
And, like, the audio was there, but it sounded like, because the only sound that was coming for the video was my laptop.
Right.
Not, like, it wasn't, like, nice audio. It was, like, you couldn't hear Miguel very well because he sits all the way over there, and Scott was over there, and, like, my voice is loud, but none of theirs, it just...
Yeah, so sorry about it, but we will. Holly, you've checked your cord.
The cord is in.
You've jiggled the cord around inside the hole.
I've jiggled the cord. I clicked on the thing that said line in. I did it all.
Okay, good. We are good to go.
I'm sorry, y'all.
No, it's all good, girl. Mistakes happen, honey. There's just three of us trying to put this radio show together. So I wanted to spend some time talking about this weekend.
Okay, like this past weekend?
Mm-hmm.
And your wedding photos?
No, not that. Well, we can talk about that. Oh. Our wedding photos, our engagement photos. Engagement photos. We put those out on social media on Sunday. Miguel Fuller, at Miguel Fuller on Instagram.
I love them.
If you want to see it. I did see a few comments about, apparently I didn't realize that you could see our phones in our pockets during a couple of
left
the pictures.
Really? Like, who is looking... Don't get me started.
So, no, I was like, that's fine, but I'm like, God, I don't.
You know what's good about that? I guess, like, this is where my brain just kicks in on that. I just look at everything on a very positive light. I'm like, it just shows that it's, like, it's still normal life. Like, that's why I don't like pictures that are, like, so planned where, like, takes the reality out of it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, your pictures are very much as if you got captured while doing what you would normally be doing.
Right.
And that's what it's supposed to be. That's why I loved your picture, like, especially, because it wasn't like you're in, like, suit and tie and all this stuff. It's like, no, you're wearing the stuff that when you all go out on a Friday night.
That's what you wear.
That's what you wear. Right. And now it just happens to be a nice, beautiful picture capturing the moment. So I thought it was great. But
wow. Someone had to really look at your ass. Maybe that's the point. Someone was checking out your butt so hard that they saw that your phone that with the tiny tip was visible.
Oh, the tip.
I just don't know why people even got to bring it up.
That's fine. Listen, people are looking at the photos. I'm actually in the process right now. I write for Watermark magazine. It is a LGBTQ plus magazine that is between Daytona, Orlando, and here in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
And I'm writing a column right now that's due, of course, today at 5:00. And of course, I started it this morning.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about how sort of what my radio blog this morning was about expectations and how I put a lot of fear and a lot of fear onto my fiance, Abe, because we took these pictures in public, our engagement photos this past weekend and it's spring break. And so there were a lot of people out this weekend in Florida, and I get really uncomfortable with PDA because a gay couple, a gay interracial couple, and I'm always just waiting to hear someone say the F word or just some snide remark, because that's the world that I grew up in, that when I was growing up, if you saw two men kissing in public, it was like, what is happening? So I always feel like that's about to happen to us. And so part of the article I'm writing right now is even posting the pictures on the Hot 101.5 social media this morning. Mm-hmm. Like, I almost didn't do it. I almost just told people to go to the My Miguel Fuller Instagram, just because the social media on a news medium or a media's social media pages can be the worst.
Yes.
I mean, if we post anything, there's always going to be, who cares? You're dumb. This is stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just like, literally right before we started the podcast, I went through some of the comments and I was just sort of bracing myself to see like that, like, ugh, why is this on here? Get this male on male, interracial.
But we know, like, we already know.
Right.
Because the engagement.
But it's the same people that when we post a picture or an article about Rihanna and they're like, who cares? It's a radio station. Like, that's what we gonna post about pop culture stuff.
Yeah. I know.
So I always just get a little nervous.
Yeah.
But, like, I haven't seen anything bad. So I feel like I'm going to respond to a few comments and I'm just going to stop looking.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, don't search it out. Like, you respond to the nice ones. But, again, like, if you search it out, it's almost like, again, if you're going to look for it, you're going to find it.
Yeah. Right.
And all that's going to do to you is going to be like, that's kind of, you know, crappy.
Right.
You don't
there could be a million good comments and one bad
one. Searching out the bad.
I do the same thing. Don't think I don't.
Right.
But, like, just try not to let it overtake you. And like Scott said, don't look for it, because that's what will drag you down.
No, it's true. And I really kept reflecting yesterday as we were taking engagement photos or on Saturday and then when we got them back on Sunday. And shout out to producer Ryan, former producer Ryan, who took the photos, who did an excellent job. Tampa Bay Photography is his name on Instagram.
Tampa Bay Photographer.
That's right.
Tampa Bay Photographer.
Okay, there we go. I couldn't remember. But, like, I just was so, it was such a cool moment to think about how far we've come. Like, I remember being in the car with my grandma and her friend when I was in high school, maybe like a sophomore in Atlanta. And that was our tradition on Sundays, is either we would be at the laundromat doing laundry for the week or her and her friend Letha, we go to Subway, we get the food, sit in the parking lot somewhere, eat, and then they would talk about everybody from the church. They would start from the front pew and go all the way to the back pew and be like, girl, did you hear what Sister Brenda was saying at church?
Oh, Sister Brenda.
Girl. And I would just sit back in the back seat with my Subway and be like, what did she say, girl? I want to know.
And we wonder why you're the way you are.
Exactly. But I remember one time we were in downtown Atlanta, and there was this car in front of us, and there were two guys in it, and they kissed. You could see from the back windshield, they kissed.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of them got out to go to the grocery store or whatever they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember, like, holding my breath and just waiting for my grandmother or her friend Letha to say something about it. And they never did.
Mm.
But I was just like, because at church, the day before, they were talking about gay is bad, gay is wrong, don't be gay. And I'm like, I am gay.
You're like, okay.
Wait till I go to college. Hey.
Try and turn that off.
Right? Just, whoops, sorry, not there.
Right.
So that's a whole different discussion about that. So I was like, and so to go from that all those years ago to now, that is me out with my fiance taking engagement photos.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's sort of a mind F little bit about
it.
How things have changed so much in that time.
Mm. No, that's awesome.
A good mind F.
But that's not what I wanted to talk about from this weekend.
Oh.
I wanted to talk about our little impromptu night out Saturday night.
What a good night out.
So what happened in Hollywood? We haven't even talked about this.
We haven't.
So Saturday after the engagement photos, we were with former producer Ryan. We decided to get a drink and to treat him for taking such great photos.
Ah.
Well, then Evander, who we used to work with, he came out as well. Because haven't seen him.
The gang's all back.
Right?
How's he doing?
Doing well.
How's Ryan doing?
They're both doing extremely well.
They both look just so beautiful.
They do. They're doing I'm so proud.
Yeah.
So proud.
My heart.
Because they both were working sort of entry-level positions with our company. And, you know, they went off and they're doing their own photography and videography business. And it can be very scary.
Are they working together?
On some projects, but mostly apart.
Got it. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, so on some big stuff. So, like, actually for the wedding, Evander is probably going to be helping out with Ryan and Ryan's girlfriend, Taryn, because she also does the same thing, too, videography
and photography. Yeah.
So they're going to be working together on the wedding. So they came out. So we were having some drinks. And then Scott was like, hey, I'm coming downtown. Aren't you downtown? I was like, yes! Girl, come on out!
Hell yeah!
Yeah! So we had a little... and then one of our other friends came out. It was just a good old little random time that just... It was like a motley crew of people that like never hang out that just happened to be together at one time.
Yeah. Mm.
So then we started at Oak and Stone and had some apps and some drinks there.
Yeah.
And then we're like, all right, we're going to go to one more place and then we'll call it a night. So we went down to Thirsty First.
Never been there.
Really cool. Like, they had this violin player who was like playing to like club top 40
music. It was like a DJ with a violinist, and like they're playing together.
I love that type of thing.
It was sick.
Okay.
It was a really cool hybrid. But then from there, this is where we will pick up with what we talked about on the air this morning. Obviously, without giving any details.
Yes.
Because some other people showed up that night, and that's where that story takes over with what you talked about on the air this morning with your lady friend.
My lady friend.
And what happened with that. So fill everybody in who didn't listen to the show this morning.
Okay, so we did this impromptu go out randomly, and I decided that I invited my lady friend.
Did you know that you were going to go meet up with Miguel?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you invited lady friend.
Yeah, because I wasn't planning on doing anything Saturday, but all of a sudden I got an itch to do something.
Gosh dang it. I wish I could ask questions. Like, I want to know who the other friend was. I want to know which lady friend it was. I'll just paint a picture of my own.
Well, this one, I genuinely enjoy hanging out with this lady friend. So it's like, you know, I was like, dang, it's going to be a good time. Like,
yeah.
She should definitely come out. And so I brought her out. And as we're at this bar and everything like that, one of my friends, not my lady friend, a guy friend.
Okay, a dude, a buddy. You call your guy friends buddies.
Buddies,
I feel
one
like.
Of my buddies. He's had a couple drinks. He's recently single. I know the look. I know the look. I know the body language. I know all of it because I do the same thing.
Everybody does. Everybody does.
I got that intuition of like, wait a second. Wait, you looking at my lady friend like.
Like
you kind of want to go after my lady
like
friend.
Like, she looking like a snack and hungry.
And, like, that's the thing. Like, I get it. Like, she was. For sure.
He got an appetite and he's satisfied.
But it just felt so weird because I was like, wait. That's like, as in you would have girl code, you would almost have guy code. It was like.
That's bro code.
Hey, like, you know, I know it's not like I'm dating her, but I brought her out here. We're hanging out. We're obviously more than just buddies because. Did a couple things
this your lady
in public.
Friend,
yeah.
You do
about.
Stuff with that buddy that you don't do with your other
buddies.
That's
why she's not a buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's my lady friend.
That's mm-hmm. your lady friend.
But yeah, so my guy friend, my buddy, he was just kind of giving her the eyes of like kind of getting comfortable talking and look like a little bit of flirting going on. She's just kind of in it because she's very social. Like that's just who she is. She's very good with people and I love that. But then I was like, wait, what's going on here? That's interesting. And I felt wronged from my friend, my guy friend.
Yeah.
Of like, bro.
Yeah.
Whatever you got doing right now, stop it.
Like, what did he think? My question to his drunk self was like, what did you think was going to happen?
I don't know. I think, again, like, I think alcohol really started taking effect. Because, like, he had a couple. And then a couple. And I was like, I just kept seeing it more and more.
Yeah.
But maybe it just wasn't established well enough that, like, this is my lady friend, not just
a
friend.
No.
That's what I thought, too. And that's why I kind of, like, it kind of just hit me in a wrong way. And I haven't had this because I don't know what the heck I'm feeling anymore. But I was, like, getting jealous and I was getting protective. And I was like, whoa, you're bringing out, like, that primal, like, Scott in me. Like, I don't get mad, like, ever. I don't get in a fighting mood ever until, like, moments like this where I'm like, Whoa.
That's like that. I'm sorry, but that's like basic biology. I don't care how woke any of us are. Like, that's how your body works.
Mm. Yeah, and that's how I felt. And honestly, like, I think the harder thing came because it, like, I connect. Now I realize that I'm not good with compliments. I'll start with that. Like, when people are like, oh my God, like, Scott, you look great. Like, I don't see myself in any way of that realm. Like, I jump back to 13-year-old Scott where I had, like, acne all over my face. I was the one that was the outsider. Nobody was asking me on dates. And so when this situation happened, it flared that up where I was like, oh, shit, I'm not the, like, the winner here. Like, if he wants it, like, she's going to want to go with him.
You see where I'm talking about this biology comes out? That's, you were having a battle for who the alpha male was.
It was wild to me to, like, feel that insecurity again. I was like, God damn it. Like, this is, luckily, I was reassured pretty quickly from a lady friend.
Hey, lady.
But
she said, "You my man." I mean, only as friends.
In this minute, though,
but in but afterwards, we're just friends, okay? So don't get it twisted.
Mm. But I didn't know if I should say anything to the dude, or like, how do you bring that up, or should I just left it alone? And I did. I didn't say anything to him because I went off and danced with my lady friend.
I mean, do you think that because someone brought this up on the air this morning that you take it sort of as like a compliment? Because I mean, clearly your friend was intoxicated.
Yes.
I mean, they were drunk. I mean, they were doing that thing that I see straight men do when they're drunk, when they just sort of like walk up to a girl at the bar and they're like, hey girl, what you doing? How you doing, girl? And then like the girl's kind of like, I'm good.
There, you have to do that thing where you're just like, haha.
And then they like walk away. And then the guy, like he's so drunk, he just sort of stands there. He's sort of like swaying. And then the next person that comes there, he's just like, hey, girl, how you doing?
Wait, Miguel, like, were you witnessing this?
Yes.
Did you witness it?
I did not see it go down the way that Scott saw
it. Did you
it
interpret
go down?
It that way?
I did not.
Okay, so that's what's interesting because
right.
it's all
but, like,
very much in my head.
But, like, how close were you, though?
I mean, we were in, like, the same vicinity because of the way that the venue was set up. It's a relatively small space. So our little group was, like, together standing up.
Okay.
And I saw, like, Scott was primarily closer to the dance floor. And so I saw them, like, chatting, but I thought it was just Scott and his friend sort of chatting about, you know, being single and stuff like that. And then I saw the guy go to the bar, and then that's where I saw him do the sort of, like, hey, girl, how you doing? What's going on? And I was like, oh, bitch is drunk. Somebody needs to call him an Uber or Lyft or something.
Yeah.
Done. So I never saw the interaction with your lady friend and
gotcha.
Your other and
I
your
think
buddy.
It's just like I picked up on the body language. And it was a little before, like, it was, like, real drunk. It was, like, a couple drinks in, buzzing, probably feeling pretty good. But I could see the body language change where it was, like, and I felt intimidated because, like, God dang, he looked good. I was, like, you glowed up to the max. And that's where I was, like, fuck. Like, you look like a stud right now. Huh. Mm. I wonder how my lady friend's interpreting this. So it put up a lot of red flags for me. And it kind of just felt disrespectful from a friend.
It was.
I was like, damn, that's pretty effed up, man.
But, like,
good
do
for
you
for I just want to applaud you for recognizing and acknowledging your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Most dudes don't. So
no, it's true.
Great job.
Thank you.
I mean, so now that you've acknowledged it, now let's rip them apart. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, but I'm curious though. Like, what does that mean that you had that feeling of jealousy? Like, is that more so just that could have been anyone, any of your lady friends, or anybody, and you would have felt that way, or is it because your friend has had this glow up and you're kind of like, ooh, I feel a little competition now that we're both in the same boat?
It's probably a lot.
I think it's a combination of all of them. I think, one, I did process this yesterday where I was like, would that have happened with anybody else that I've talked to in the past couple months? And honestly, the answer was no. Like, it really was. I was like, but there's a couple people like I talked to in the beginning and I don't talk to really anymore. And I have no like care in the world. If, like, I see, I'm like almost like congratulate them. Like, hell yeah, like go do your thing. I don't know what the heck it is. I don't know. Obviously, it's feelings are getting involved. And I'm like, huh. I don't know if that was originally part of the plan.
Mm.
And I don't really know what to do with it because I'm not mad at it. Like, I think the hardest thing with this whole situation is, like, feelings are starting to trickle in.
Mm-hmm.
Both on the same page of what's happening with this one lady friend. But at the same time, like, I also know that it's like I can't just be like, oh, all right, Scott, let's jump back into a relationship. Because I was like, I guess what it breaks down to, I've never actually been single. Like, ever. I've had, like, 6 months in my freshman year of college, which nothing happened then. So my whole entire life, I've been in a relationship, and so this is the first time where I'm like, Scott, give yourself some time before you go into something, because one, I know I haven't even started a healing process with everything that's happened to me in the past year.
Yes. Right.
And I want to make sure that it's like I'm all good before I bring somebody else into my world.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I really enjoy this one lady friend.
Yeah.
I'm like, huh.
Again, biology.
Yes. And it was bound to happen, especially when there's a lot of things that are clicking, but I don't know what to do with it. I really don't, because we're on the same page for now, but I think, you know, it's almost like, am I signing myself up to just get burned? Which, at the same time, I'm kind of okay with it if I'm enjoying it now.
Yeah.
So what... You have this discovery of these feelings that obviously are deeper than just a casual hookup. I mean, you would... Outside of, like, the cutesy terms we're giving it on air, you know, for that's your lady friend. I mean, you all are friends with benefits, essentially.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, to put it down to, like, very basic,
like,
terms.
I mean, yeah, to break it down, like, the friend part is key. Like, it's not just like, you know, come over and hibbity-dibbity and then goodbye. It's
right,
like,
so you are
I'd rather hang out.
In the true sense of the word, you are friends with benefits, whereas some people are just F buddies.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
there's
definitely
a different,
not just an F buddy.
Like that those terms are not interchangeable. I feel like you've got F buddies and you've got friends with benefits.
Yes.
I would say that this is solidly in the friends category.
Yes.
Now, Holly, have you ever had a true friends with benefits that you were able to be friends, but then also when the time called for the benefits part, y'all got all the benefits?
I'm trying to think. I have to go back some years. Sorry. okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I've had an F buddy, and that's one thing.
Right.
I have had a friends with benefits, but it was like back when I was living in Ohio, if we want to go back that far.
Okay.
So there was this guy that I worked with who was, part-time, so I never saw him in the building usually ever, unless there was like a big event going on or whatever. And so, but he was also part of like our occasional Tuesday night drink club.
Oh.
And since there were like four or five single people that were in that office, sometimes we'd go out on the weekends together, and we were legit friends because he was friends with me and the other people in the office and whatnot. And we're all like friends with each other, but we also got down sometimes.
We got down.
So, yes, I would say that was a definite friends with benefits scenario, but the problem was I liked him a lot more than he probably liked me. And so, like, what do you do with that? I was like, I know that I like this person. I would absolutely want to date this person, but they're not giving off datey vibes.
Right.
Like, we never went on, like, dates. We would just usually do group settings, and then, like, once everybody else left, we would
you sneaking down. So were you, would you pretend like you were packing up to leave, and you'd be like, as everyone's sort of gathering their stuff, and you're like,
oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, all right. And then you're waiting for the last person to leave, and then you're like, let's do it.
Sometimes.
It's time.
Or, like, you have to, like, all go home from a bar or whatever, and, like, you can't tell people. Like, so you kind of be like, and then, like, you get out of the car and you be like, are you just gonna follow me? You follow me. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye, y'all. He's going. I'll see all of y'all tomorrow. So, you know, y'all see you in a minute.
No.
Like, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, that wasn't gonna work. And then I know how it ended, because I was gonna move to Florida.
Oh.
And then when I was gonna move to Florida, he's like, I gotta take you out. I was like,
Now you want to take me out?
So we had a delightful date at the Olive Garden.
Yes, Holly's favorite date spot, girl.
Favorite date spot. Anyway, used to be. And so then we did all the things. And then he called me a couple, like, early mornings when I was first starting out with Kramer.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was it, because, like, what? He's in Ohio and I'm in Florida, and that was going to be something.
No. Right.
No.
But obviously it meant that he cared. I thought, because why else would you even do any of that?
Mm-hmm.
It's just that he was not looking for a relationship, or if he was, it wasn't with me, but he probably liked me,
right?
Obviously, and cared about me. But it just that it just ended. We just that was the end of that.
So, were there ever any hard feelings on your side about it stalling or not stalling? Because I mean, the parameters were set that it was just a friends with benefits situation. But were you ever resentful that it didn't make it past just friends with benefits?
I don't think resentful, no, but disappointed, yeah. Mm. I was definitely disappointed on the regular, but I knew I was doing it to myself.
Right.
So I wasn't, like, pissed, although, like, one time I think I got all myself all ready, and I was like, you should come over, and then I fell asleep, and then he never did come over, and I was like, bitch, I shaved. Like, then I was pissed, because don't leave me hanging.
Right.
But I was always, like, and I played this part well. I was always just a good, like, one step under a heartbreak. Like, I was just always a little bit, like, wanting it. But then, like, the hookups would be so great. And I'd be like, this is so fun. I don't need anything else. This is great.
No.
And then you go, like, 2 weeks without hearing from anybody. And you're just like, but why? Like, it's just, it's a fun little cycle that you put yourself in. So, yes, there were definitely disappointments. I don't think I was ever resentful, though. I was never mad. I never wanted to, like, you know, blast him online or anything. It just,
right.
It was what it was.
That's so interesting because I was chatting with Scott about this and, you know, trying not to give advice because my feelings about the situation, or because I always put myself in someone's shoes.
Yeah.
That's how I give advice, is to be like, wow, if I were in your shoes or in your lady friend's shoes, how would I feel about it? Mm. But I feel like I'm way more of an emotional person than the both of them are. And so that's
why. Wait, that's a problem. You can't always put yourself in someone else's shoes because you're also bringing your own feelings.
And my own baggage
yes.
with it. And so that's why I was like, I'm not here to give you some advice. I mean, I'm going to tell you what I would do. And you can take it or not. But
yeah.
just know that the point of view I told him this, I'm telling you this is from a person who was very wounded back then and never felt good enough. And so those sort of situations that I would find myself into would take me down a dark path. Because I was bringing in all the other baggage from all the other rejections that I had had, you know, leading up to that point, when I don't think that you and your lady friend are operating from the same hurt that I was operating from in those type of experiences.
Yeah, no, I don't think so as well. And I think the thing that helps is, like, I understand where she's coming from, too. Like, she's not looking for anything serious. But it also, I think we both came to a realization that we're like, oh, whoa, like, this is going in a direction like we didn't, I guess, see in the beginning. Like, we didn't think that it would be like this connected. And
well, the longer
it
goes on, and the fact that you do click,
yeah,
like that was sort of a natural thing that was going to happen, even whether you wanted to admit it or not. And so I think it's cool that you both seem to be on the same page with where you are right now. Are you not? I mean,
no, we are.
It does seem
to me. It's confusing to me. Like, that's what it is. Like, and.
Like, are your emotions confusing to you, or the situation, or her emotions?
I think it's just, like, I've never been in these uncharted territories. I've never been in this, like, situation where, again, like, if it was a normal situation, I would be like, okay, potentially, date, okay. But right now, and, like, I said this to my friend yesterday, he looked at me like it was crazy. It's just, it's not an option. It just can't be. It's just not right for anybody.
Why?
And that's what they asked, too. It's just, I don't think it would be doing anybody any justice to have me jump into a relationship right now. As in, one, I have so much that I still need to process. And I haven't, like, the thing that sucks, and I don't know where this is going to go, but so much happened last year that I haven't been able to really process any of it. I haven't had a second, and this is why I get pissed when my, like if you're new to the fam, like, I was in a serious relationship for four and a half years.
Mm-hmm.
That ended. My mom passed away, my grandma passed away, and then I had a great uncle pass away. And so, like, with all of that combined, like, literally I haven't even, like, been able to process the losses in my life. And I didn't even have a second to process the breakup.
Yeah.
Which I, like, as much as, like, and I am good. Like, I look at life very on a up way. I know there's things there that I can't wait to sit down and talk through and understand. Because that you don't just go out of, like, a 4.5-year relationship that was great and just end it and think that you're going to be okay. Like, I would be fooling myself right now if I was like, yeah, I'm ready for another relationship. I just know I'm not.
Well, and it's smart. That's just, I mean, yes, feelings are great and emotions and all this. But what you're doing is smart because you've been affected in ways that you don't even know.
Yeah. Right.
So bringing that into a new relationship would affect it whether you know it or not.
Yeah. And that's what, and which is so, again, another connecting piece. Like my lady friend was very understanding of that and said, like, even brought up a point of like, right now, like the thing with you is like, you might not even understand like why we're hanging out. Like, do you just find that like you click with me because you need someone there? Or do you click with me because you actually click with me? And I was like, you know, that's awesome that you brought it up. And you could see it in that way because it's not like you said it in a mean way. You're just like, yo, like this might be a reality of it. And I was like, yeah, I appreciate you saying that because I don't think it is. I don't think I'm leaning on you because I need someone. Like, I've got plenty of people. But the fact that you see that and you understand, like, everything I'm processing, that means a lot. Because yeah. I've talked to multiple people over the past month just to kind of dabble in it. And it's crazy, but there's been people that just have not understood. Even as much as I've been open and vulnerable, as soon as, like, I can't do something or can't hang out and it's, like, a done deal, I'm like, obviously you didn't understand.
No, correct. Mm. And those people are not for you anyway. Even if all this wasn't going on, there would still be a level, like, I guess the bright spot of all of this is that it is a relatively easy way to weed out who gets you on a deeper level.
Yeah. Mm. Yes. I think that's
not that anybody asked for this, right? Not that anybody asked for that.
Yes.
For all of this trauma to be a deciding factor for who you date and who you are close with and that. But yeah, that's a very easy way to tell who even gets themselves.
Yes. And that, again, like means so much. And also on her part, it's like she doesn't know if she's looking for anything serious. This wasn't part of her cards. It just happened to be like, oh, wow, I have a different feeling for you. And I'm like, I get that. Same.
Sometimes you just end up in people's lives because of the things that you're going through. Or like maybe your traumas match each other's. And it's a good thing that you've got a person that you can talk about it with. And you know what? It doesn't matter what could happen in the future
That's true.
Right now, you're good for each other.
That's exactly, like, that's how I'm looking at it. And that's, you know,
we all need somebody like that.
That's what I'm saying. I think for right now. And that's why I don't want to, like, just cut it off because I'm, like, scared that it's, like, going to get hurt in the, like, future. I'm like, well, right now it's really fun and really enjoyable and really click. So I'm not going to cut it out just because of a little fear of being hurt. Like, all of that.
Yeah, that's letting fear control it.
Yeah, and that's what I don't want. And like I literally told her, I was like, you know, because I guess her fear is like, he doesn't want to hurt me. I'm like, I think I'm good. I don't know. I don't know if that's a nice way to phrase it, but it's like, there's so much that's happened. I'm like, you're good. I'd rather have this moment now and then worry about potentially being hurt in the future because I know it can handle the hurt.
A question that you might not be able to answer because I don't think that there is an answer to it, but I'm going to toss it out anyway. What's the end game?
That's the confusing question. I don't know because when I first jumped into this whole single life, I was like, you know what, like, ride it, like, just do this life for a while. Don't even think about jumping into something right now because it's, again, I don't know what it's like. I don't know who I am anymore as I'm rediscovering myself. So I honestly don't know what the end game is. Does it just fizzle out? Do we remain friends? Or, you know, if we're still clicking and I feel like I'm ready to try a relationship, is that something I try? And, like, I'm going to give myself months before I'd even dabble back in just because I need to experience this. So I don't know. There's no end game literally set. There's nothing.
And I think, and this is just my personal opinion, I think that it's okay not to have one. I really do because that life doesn't work that way for most people. Like, having an end game is always good, or it's good to think about, you know, the future. But also we can get lost in the what ifs. And most times the what ifs are always the negative ones. Mm. Like, we don't usually allow ourselves to what if the best possibility.
Right.
We're usually like, well, what if I get hurt? Well, what if my entire life goes down in flames because of this? And so that's usually our what if bubble that we put on. But with an end game, how can you know? Anything could happen that could change the trajectory of what it is right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's good to, and we talk about end games a lot when there are cheating scenarios, like when we do Tampa Bay Secrets. Like, a lot of times we'll be like, well, what's the end game here? Like, okay, so you're cheating on your husband with your mechanic. Like, what? How do you think that's going to go?
Mm-hmm.
And those are sometimes good questions to ask in those types of situations or any type of situations. But the truth of them is, nobody does know.
Yeah. Right. No, it's not.
So you can come up with all of these what if possibilities, but it might be something that you haven't even considered yet.
And it'll never match the reality of what will actually end up happening. Because like you said, Holly, there's so many variables that we don't know of what's to come in the next few days, months, and weeks.
Exactly. And so maybe you're like, this is a therapist told me this, I think, one time. It's like you're coming up with all of these possible scenarios because I'm a planner. I like, you know, structure and schedules. And they're like, well, you're coming up with all this stuff. But what if the reality of it is something that you've never considered? What do you think? You know everything? I'd be like,
it's a good point.
That's valid. Mm. And so it's like if you've made a decision that like you want to, you know, keep seeing this lady friend, then that's your decision for today.
Yeah.
If something could happen tomorrow that causes you to be like, oh, my decision has changed.
Right.
And that's just being flexible with life.
Yeah.
So to Miguel's point, the fact that you don't have one, I'm okay with this. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. It's a good question. It's a good question to ask, but you don't have to have an answer.
Yeah, valid. No, I like that. I agree with it.
Scott, what's your social media?
At Scott Tavlin, ScottTavlin.
Are you looking for any more lady friends?
I don't even know how to. Yeah, I mean.
No, just don't answer it. Just don't answer Don't answer that question.
Can I ask really quick? What happened to that 18-year-old girl?
If somebody asked me that, too. I just never responded. I just didn't.
I was wondering if, because I thought you were going to, and I thought we were going to, like, follow up, but I didn't remember.
Well, she said, hey.
Yeah.
I said, hi.
Hey.
And then she replied back, hey. And I was like, nope, not doing this.
No.
That's when, like, when I was dating, and people would be like, hey, I would give them, like, a hey. And then if they had nothing to follow up my hey with, done.
Well, like if she would have written something else back, maybe I would have like just at least the conversation. But I was like,
wait, people do that. Why do people do that?
I was like, I can't respond back to a hey.
Those are people that usually, in my experience of online dating, are not good conversationalists.
Oh, I can't have that.
Because then when I would try to, because of course I was like desperate 5,000. Yeah. So I would like punch my way through the circle of hey's to try to pull something out.
Yeah.
And then after me writing like paragraphs of like questions or responses, and then they would respond with like a sentence, I was like,
nope.
I'm done. You're not getting my energy because you clearly don't know how to have a conversation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Holly, what's your information?
Radio Holly on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Miguel Fuller for me, MiguelFuller on Instagram, TikTok, all the wonderful places like Twitter. And if you want some Miguel and Holly stickers, you can always send me an email with your address, miguel@hot1015tampabay.com. Please make sure to leave us a review and a rating. It really, really helps when you do that on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to the podcast. And until next time, platypus posse. Bye.
Catch up with the previous episodes of the Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast from Hot 101.5.
Just hit up the Hot 101.5 app, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
Search Miguel and Holly Uncensored.